That's what they're trying to do with Behemoth. David Jolly joins me this morning. Morning, David.
Morning, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. He's just a freak, your boy. He always puts in. He's flying. Is he going just as well as he was 12 months ago, do you think?
Yeah, look, it's hard to say, Michael. I suppose you can only go by his performances. He was probably... last year, I felt as though he was a little bit fitter earlier. And that was probably more due to the... we had a little bit of a weather year this year. So we couldn't access the gallops like we used to, like the previous year. So, basically came through a fair bit of beach work. So it's always hard to get a guide on his fitness. And once we sort of gave him a trial, we established he was pretty fit and probably just didn't go to the races quite as forward as last year. And I think the Spring Stakes run was a fairly sort of soft run. Certainly his last win, I thought he was a little bit soft still going into it. But I'm really happy with him now. He's sort of come on a fair bit from that. And he's going into tomorrow, at his best, in my opinion, you know.
Well, he won with 60 last year. That were the COVID weights. It was a 54 minimum, 59 tomorrow with a 52 minimum. You've got to give 3.5 to Bo Rosser, who hasn't been far away. Are you confident he can beat Bo Rosser despite the weight turnaround?
Well, probably weights would tell you no, but I think the fact that maybe Bo Rosser had an extra run, than him had the fitness. I mean, he resumed in the Lightning and sort of won that. So a couple of times we've met, he's probably had a little bit of a fitness edge. But there's obviously not a lot between them. And this time the weight, they're obviously drawn low, both of them. The weights would tell you that he could probably turn the tables on him tomorrow. I'm probably just hoping that my bloke's just improved a little bit from a fitness point of view to even things up a bit.
Gate 3 looks brilliant. He's a big horse, though. Is there any concern he might get bottled up?
Oh, look, not really. I actually prefer when he draws low a bit. Some of his better runs have come from low draw where he's probably got sort of smothered up. With that little bit more pace, in the race tomorrow that looks to be on paper, as opposed to the previous two runs, he's probably come off races where they've been slow speeds, you know, sort of thing, and probably had to sort of get mobile a bit before the horse was actually ready to or wanted to put him into the race because of the lack of pace in them. Whereas tomorrow, I think with a low draw and the genuine tempo, he's probably going to get a nice run. And as with those low draws, I mean, it's late in the day, you've got to you've got to trust that hopefully the inside's not is the place to be and then they get a bit of luck coming off the fence.
Well, he's chasing history, the first horse to complete the Memsey and the Rupert Clark double, and you got your old mate Willow back on board. You normally have a good day at home when Behemoth wins a big race as well. Have you got a winner for us at Morfettville?
We haven't got a terrific sort of bunch. I had last week. I had one horse that I was in. Where I was quite confident of a horse called Howe that Julie won. This week I haven't got probably anything that I'd be labelling. I think maybe my best chance to win would be Rock Harbour. I've got a little mare in the Wiley called Lacani Rose that we're just chasing a little bit of black type in, and she's probably just getting to her peak now, third up. But she's a 50-1 shot, you know, sort of thing. So we'll be riding her. We'll be very, very happy if she ran a place. But I'd probably say Rock Harbour's my best today.
All right. You only need one winner tomorrow, and that's at Caulfield. Best of luck, David.
Thank you, Michael.